up life.
We're eastbound and down.
And we're going to do what they say can't be done.
Superstorm Sandy, sucker punch the East Coast.
But together we're rebuilding Ty style.
Ty Pennington from ABC's Extreme Makeover Home Edition and Headline News' American Journey joins us and rolls in to start up the Craftsman Tools Make a Difference Big Rig.
Suit up and boot up with Rebuilding Together to repair homes with the help of the human spirit.
That's all happening right now on My Fix It Up Life, Never Give In Edition.
Sometimes we pretend to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked through the door tonight. I fix it alive. Into my fix it alive. Into my fix it alive. Into my fix it alive.
This is My Fix It Up Life on the ground in Moonaki, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Moonaki, I've said it wrong every time, and I just give in.
Well, everybody that's here volunteering probably is like cringing every time you're mispronouncing the name of where they live.
What is it?
Moonaki.
Moonaki?
Yes.
Okay, I thought you said Rhode Island. So, okay, very good. I'm
really,
getting
Mark?
Further from the truth. But to help zero us in on what's really going on
to
here on the ground.
To tell us the truth.
Yes.
Yes.
Ryan Ostrom, rocket engineer, and head muckety-muck at Craftsman Tools.
Yes, yes. That's exactly the title they give me.
Last time Ryan was on, he did talk about moon technology. And
you're an expert in spaceships and
yes.
space travel,
yes.
as well as tools.
Wow, now you just went way out there.
Yeah,
yes,
we did. We yeah. traveled out there.
That's actually where we get our innovation from. You know, we learn from the from out of this world technology.
It's funny. Tim's favorite show is Ancient Aliens.
Well, I'm excited to be here because you guys are kicking off a campaign today.
Yes.
Yes, and you're traveling around the country.
Yes. Yeah, we're very excited about this. So this is the kickoff of the Craftsman Make a Difference Tour. Basically what that is we build tools, and tools at the end of the day can actually do a lot of good. And so what we are doing is we outfitted this big truck behind us right now that is basically going to go across America and just rebuild communities. And in partnership with Rebuilding Together and Sears Heroes at Home, we are going to make a difference. And we're just going to ask our – we have 18 million Craftsman Club members. So that's 18 million people that we can activate and say, hey, come out and help us build, help us affect the communities in a positive way. And this is the kickoff. This is where we thought it should start. It should start out here in New Jersey because of Sandy.
Well, the Heroes at Home program is such a wonderful program, and I was actually planting flowers with a woman named Amy who lives here, and she was helped last year because of that program, and they renovated her basement. And so she's out here today helping volunteer and helping to make a difference in this family's life and help with that, too.
So when the Craftsman Make a Difference Tour Big Rig, and you can use this
See, he's
later.
He's focusing on the big rig and the tools, and I'm talking about, like, people and making a difference.
Yeah, you're like relationships. I'm talking about
like
3,500 RPMs. I want 1,800 foot-pounds of torque.
You want to feel torque.
36 feet of twisted steel and sex appeal right there.
I think that was my high school nickname.
I think the interview just ended. As it turns out, I've crossed the line, too.
Now you're uncomfortable. I'm not. Ryan's attractive. I can see high school. Maybe.
Well, okay, so we'll segue a little bit. I learned earlier that you are a musician in your own right.
Yes, yes.
And you play guitar.
Yes, I do.
And
I write
songs.
Yes, so it was one of those things where I picked up a guitar, and it was the best way to express myself and loved it. I've been playing guitar for, I played for about 4 or 5 years for a small label and just wrote country music at the end of the day. So,
really?
Yes.
Wow, who might, besides Tim Williams, of course, who would be your biggest country music influence?
At the end of the day, it's Tim McGraw. At the end of the day, I love Tim McGraw. So, great writer, great songwriter, great musician.
Yeah,
so.
Are you a singer-songwriter
I
as
am.
Well? You
I
do
am.
The whole thing?
I'm better a writer than a singer. So.
That's good to know, because based on the jealousy meter, which I keep over here where you can't see it, I was going to end the interview again.
So, are you going to be traveling around the country singing songs with the truck?
I might have to. It could be a good side gig.
Yeah,
actually, might get Tim to do it. So
there you go.
Get him to travel around the truck. But
well, and I hear there are new toolboxes, too.
Yes. So we actually announced one of the greatest partnerships that I'm so excited about because it started literally in a small conversation, a phone call with Harley Davidson.
Now, who has a small conversation with Harley Davidson?
We do.
I mean, seriously.
It was a small one-on-one conversation with Harley.
You're like, hey, buddy. And
we're like, hey,
sure,
you guys are pretty cool. We're kind of pretty cool. And so how can we actually come together and create some unique storage? And so literally it hit stores on Monday. So it's literally the first week of this partnership coming to life with Harley Davidson Storage. And we're revamping all our storage equipment to be stronger, more durable as well.
That's hugely important, especially with what you're doing going across the country to 20 cities.
Yes.
And have you chosen the cities yet? Is
yes,
that map
yes.
public?
We do have that. We have a makeadifference.com. We actually have the site where you can actually go visit, see where we're actually going. We're going to be activating our Craftsman Club members at each of these stops to come help and give some time, donate, and help build on the weekends. And at the same time, we also plan on also being a truck that can help at any moment. So if there's another disaster, which hopefully this truck does not have to be used, the truck will be ready. So it can be filled with generators, chainsaws, all the equipment that Craftsman makes, because literally we encompass every category within the tools. And we can help any community in the time of need. So if you think about how Joplin and other areas of the United States have been affected, this truck can at any moment just pack up, fill the entire truck with tools, and go to action.
Because you need everything from a cordless drill to a pressure washer in the same 5 minutes.
You need vacs. Yeah. You need everything. I mean, everything is needed, and we make all of that.
And you can't really do anything to help people or to make a difference unless you have the right tools to be able to do it. You're just standing around saying, what can I do?
Yeah, and our whole mission, Craftsman's actually doing a little bit of rebranding this year, and it's our new campaign is Made to Make. Wearing a shirt right now is our new campaign. Because
Mark's flying the colors.
Yes, he is. And it's
I'm not good at reading upside down like my first grade teacher, though, who I was always fascinated. The Giving Tree, once there was a tree. I'm like, how are you doing that? And I'd go home, and I'd be like, I got nothing.
And the whole essence of the campaign is our tools are made to make, but also as human beings we are made to make. And so we want to get people back out, opening their toolboxes. We think there's been a little bit of disconnect about people using their hands, and we want to bring them back to life. And so we are really pushing communities to get back out and give back.
We love that because using your hands and being able to build, do projects, even simple home improvement, because as a woman, I'm always saying girls, should know basic skills.
Yep.
Even if you don't want to, you should know them. So you're not relying on your father, husband, boyfriend, brother, neighbor, or have to hire someone to do something very simple around your house.
Yep.
To have basic hand tools and to be able to be equipped to do things yourself.
Yep, and on our websites, we are just doing that. We're actually going to create a lot of projects, the basic how-to home projects that allow anybody to kind of start building, get active. So.
Well, and that's so key, too, is to be able to, and this segues into one of my favorite lectures, and this only takes about 30 minutes, so I hope you don't have to be anywhere.
I might need a snack.
But the title of it is, what's the title of it? Chicken Wasn't Born at the Grocery Store. Like, people have to make things, do things, fix things. I get that you can swipe a barcode and that, you know, you make a phone call now and it's a satellite instead of a copper wire, but you still need to be able to hang your drapes, fix a deck board, and rise to the occasion when a tree lands in your yard. I think that's part of what makes this country a great place to live in.
Yep, and some of the best stories I've ever seen are the people who use their hands that they're so passionate about, some of the projects people do, and how our tools can actually bring these passions to life, and the stories. You hear them all the time about, you know, artists and carpenters and what they build with their hands, and they love it so much, and that's what we are going to start getting behind.
36 feet of trailer.
Yes.
And half of all I can think about right now is how I would organize that.
Yes.
How
yes.
I'd set it up, hang shelves inside, you know, all the things that, and you learn as you go,
yes,
right?
Correct.
You know, as we don't have or we have too many of.
We have literally already created a list of things we need to add in there, which is nice because we make everything. So it's like we need more gloves, we need more levels, we need all the basics that weren't on the truck yet. So we are going to add a lot more stuff within the next couple weeks into this truck. So
that is fantastic.
It's a good thing part of Craftsman. I can fill it.
That's
so
beautiful. Now, how did you choose the Make a Difference cities? Was there some type of specific calculus? Or?
There was not. I think it involved the dartboard. No.
blindfolded yourself.
Our partnership with Sears Heroes and Home and Rebuilding Together. Rebuilding Together is a great partner in this. And we met them last year when we actually built half a house at the RNC and half a house at the DNC, and we brought it together. And that kind of started building this relationship of we really want to do something different for military families. And so we actually partnered Rebuilding Together and said, we want to build a truck. We want to help supply the tools. We want to help this community, these communities' projects become bigger than they are and get more volunteers, and how can we help? And so we're actually partnering with them to determine where we go and who we go partner with. So,
wow, I love that.
That's fantastic. Now, are you the driver?
I would. I would love to drive the truck. I'm trying to actually do some work around here, and they kind of keep me away from it for some reason. But I actually have three or four volunteers on my team that will say we will take 4 or 5 months off and just ride with the truck. I'm like, we have to do work here, too. So I need you back at the office.
Now, can we go inside and look around later?
Yeah,
are
you
we
can.
Allowed to?
You can. It's a big empty trailer.
It's just empty?
All this stuff is out here, so we've taken everything out.
Oh, yeah,
out.
Of course. It's empty right now.
Now
yeah, that makes sense. Hey,
they're like,
Ryan, you know,
well,
there
I'm imagining
a few more items
in
here.
It's
Craftsman. I'm wondering, there's like some cool like storage stuff that you have like on the – do you have anything on the wall?
We have very smart people who are probably the best movers if they were your friends that know how to pack this truck up
really
perfectly.
Tight with boxes.
So if you look around here, you see tons of storage, tons of toolboxes. We have the Harley stores. This stuff packs in there, I heard, perfectly.
Yeah.
And we still need to put more stuff in there. So I told them we have to find extra room somehow to put more stuff. So,
holy smokes.
So
now,
now
there's a widescreen TV on there that,
correct,
because of the sun, or it's not on, I can't see what
it's not on.
No, it is.
It's
playing
on.
Something.
Isn't
there's
it?
Flame.
Yeah, it's fire.
There is. There's flame. That's actually our new Essence video for Made to Make campaign. And it's unique. It's a unique campaign because, like I said, it's all about the members and what they do. And so we actually just created a whole print campaign that's in a lot of magazines that really is Craftsman Club members showing their projects. And it says, here's the tools they use. And it's about the passion. And that actually leads to the Craftsman Club. So, you know, any of your listeners who want to join the Craftsman Club and submit projects, they have a chance to be part of the print campaign. And this is what we're going to start doing is just telling the stories of why people build things.
I love that. So if people follow you guys on Twitter at Craftsman,
yes,
will they be able to find out where you're going, where,
correct,
you're traveling, you're posting photos, video, the whole thing?
Yes, social media will be in full effect. So Twitter, Facebook.
And the hashtag make a difference.
Yes, hashtag make a difference. Mm-hmm. Wow, you are very good.
Oh, thank you.
Oh,
you've been studying.
I got a gold star, I think, maybe.
I was taking a nap right before
the show. I don't
really
need to
show.
Be here.
No, actually, that's kind of what we're getting toward.
Yes.
Yes. There, besides,
it was funny when you had the conversations because they're like, hey, do you want an 8-foot truck? You want a 12-foot truck? I'm like, how big can we get?
Nice.
I'm like, we're Craftsman. Can we get a big truck here? And so that's how we ended up at this size. I think it might be on the small size. Could probably use a bigger one with all the tools we keep having to add in there. But
we have to add in a break. We'll be back with more from Monocacy, New Jersey, Craftsman, Made to Make, and National Rebuilding Day. We'll be back with more of my Pick It Up Live.
It was Labor Day weekend, I was 17. Bought a Coke and gasoline.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at rebuildingtogether.org.
Got paintbrush? Do it the high way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool. It scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, it even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com. Making a difference right here.
Make a difference.
Wow, look at all that work getting done behind the Craftsman Make a Difference Rebuilding Together Heroes at Home trailer.
You were actually helping. I spied you earlier helping out on the house.
Yeah.
We're setting up some tools, some Craftsman tools in the tent.
Set up a Craftsman table saw, cut some wood boards
with
Ty Pennington.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what our son calls them. He's 4.
He calls them wood boards.
Wood boards.
And he also calls it the wood store whenever we go buy wood.
Yeah, the wood store.
Yeah. Daddy, can we go to the wood store? Well, we are joined by two guests from Rebuilding Together
Brad
right now.
Brad Siegel, chairman of the board. And since you're from New Jersey, I'm probably going to get to some Frank Sinatra.
Well,
chairman of the board stuff.
I was going to say that I've been told to use the term board chair versus chairman of the board because there's only one chairman of the board, and that's Frank.
Understood. And we're going to have to bump that down to legal, over to accounting, and send it back through media to come back here to get an answer.
I actually disagree with that. Can I friendlily disagree? Because if you're a board chair, then you could be a B-O-R-E-D. Chair. Like, you'd be like board.
My wife's hyper specificity.
Yes, I'm very specific. You don't want to be a board chair because it's Rebuilding Together. There's nothing boring about it.
Definitely not.
We need to come up with a new name for it.
On the other hand, you're the only one who would think that.
So then I'll go back to chairman of the board then.
Or
there you go.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're also joined by Gretchen Vigiano. Did I get that right?
You did.
She's the executive director of Rebuilding Together Bergen County.
And we're in her house right now. This is her project. And she's invited all of us here to make a lot of noise.
And make a difference, I hope. And you were here. This is part of your daily life.
This is what we do.
What happened here. We lost power for 5 days, and I'm still crying about it.
Oh.
And you had a wall of water come down your street across your whole town.
They did. I live in another part of the county, and so I was out of power for 10 days. But this part of the county, this town and the neighboring town really took the brunt of that storm water, a little Ferry and Munaki.
And how is Rebuilding Together mobilizing to make the difference to get things back on track?
Well, we have great leaders within this organization, and there was a kickoff to what was the name of it? The New Orleans.
Kickoff to Rebuild.
Rebuild 1,000. Thank you. And so we rebuilt 1,000 homes down in the Gulf Coast. And so they had such tremendous experience there that we very quickly were able to meet with them and train from them and learn how to respond to a disaster. So we used their experiences here so that we were able to mobilize quickly and respond.
I remember talking about that when we were at the National Conference for Rebuilding Together, and that I think the executive director from New York was saying she was talking with the woman from Springfield, Massachusetts.
Correct.
To find out what they did and learning everything to be able to put together teams and everything on the ground and how to react and how to be able to help everyone using what they've gone through. And I think that's such a great thing that there are so many affiliates across the country and that you can not waste time inventing the wheel and you can learn from each other and then help people and get faster to helping people every single time that something happens.
Exactly. The network is strong and they're really helpful. So that was our resource. That's what we went to get going.
And is it even possible to describe in any kind of detail that could be understood how it's different once you're at this level of mobilization compared to what it was before Sandy hit?
We have been in this county for 15 years. We have been working here and we've done 300 projects, but we have now amped it up. We are trying to respond quicker. The projects are larger. The need is greater. We've never worked with people that are actually displaced from their home, that are anxious to return to their property, that they are staying with relatives or in temporary housing. And so I think that we are internalizing that need and feeling like real anxiety and compulsion to get here and get this work done.
So it's anxiety driven. I'd be great at it.
I'm
so nervous. We've got to get all the windows in now.
There's no sleeping. We've got
to
work.
If you had empathy, though, like if you feel like, you know, understand what it's like to not be there, you just want to like check out the Craftsman tools right now and like build and do all that.
That's actually not a fair description.
No.
I actually am human.
You are more excited about the tools, though.
I'm pretty excited
about the tools. And I want to know about, Brad, you know, what is it, you know, the partnership that you've got going with Craftsman this summer, going around the country, and there's projects going on in communities and, you know, at different houses and all that, like coming together with that for this whole program.
Well, Sears and Craftsman have been a tremendous partner for Rebuilding Together for 6 years now. The partnership started in 2007 through the Heroes at Home program. And this is taking that relationship and partnership to a new level with the Craftsman Make a Difference Tour. We'll be visiting 20 cities across the country, led by Ty Pennington, and we're kicking off that tour today here at this event here in New Jersey. And it's really a tremendous relationship. We're very thankful for the support we do get from Sears and the Craftsman people.
I can imagine the affiliates where you're going to be going to each city when you call them up and say, hey, would you mind if we brought this awesome Craftsman truck and tie to go do a project in one of your sites? And they're like, what? Are you joking? Really?
They are very excited.
Yes.
The whole network is very excited about the opportunity and the exposure that we'll be able to get from having somebody like Ty involved in the work that we're doing.
Now, I know that this was sort of a secret until a couple of days ago that this was going on here, but it's going to be announced all of these different cities that you're going to. So I imagine that people are going to be going online. Can they go to rebuildingtogether.org and Craftsman to find out where the truck is going and what projects and how they can get involved in their local community?
Yeah, so rebuildingtogether.org is the website for the national organization. That'll have all the information as it's made available as to where we're going and how people can get involved. There is a spot where they can go to click on the local affiliates in their area to either donate and support the organizations and or to volunteer and do work on projects.
That is so good.
Oh, that's really great.
I kind of want people to, like, across the country, when they see the truck driving by, to, like, take a picture of it and hashtag make a difference and tweet rebuilding together.
That would be great.
Everybody listening, you have to do that, because seeing the truck in different locations with the background of, you know, the whole across the country would be so awesome.
Who's into following this around to the 20 cities?
I'm kind of thinking...
And just doing Teresa's editorial assignment for Twitter.
Well, I'm thinking about, like, you know how Sam Champion does it on Good Morning America? He's like, send me your pictures of what the weather's going on in your backyard every morning.
Only the backyard?
Or wherever you are.
Okay, I thought he's very specific.
But
started
like
out with specificity.
But that's the same kind of thing, to see, you know, where is the truck going?
And that'd be...
On its journey.
That would be awesome. And we want to see it from... My Fix It Up Life Nation, if you see the Craftsman Make a Difference tour,
yes,
hit us up on Twitter or Facebook and tell us where you saw it.
Yes, and hashtag make a difference.
And hashtag make a difference and hashtag take a break.
We have to take a break?
We have to take a break.
Oh, okay.
We'll be back with more Rebuilding Together, Craftsman Make a Difference tour, and My Fix It Up Life.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci Roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
Rock me, mama, like a wind and rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, hey, mama, rock me.
Rock me back into my Fix It Up Life. Tim Williams, timwilliams.com. Buy this guy's music. He is awesome.
And for no other reason that he was able to get the website timwilliams.com.
Yeah, if for no other reason that we're
like
going to tell.
There's like five or six other people in the universe who have the name Tim Williams. And that is impressive just of itself.
Hey, let's hear it for Tim. Let's hear it louder than that, please.
Oh, thanks, everybody.
Light it up. Thanks, everybody. I'll be here all week.
Try the wheel.
Right.
Tip your craftsman.
Request lines, are they open?
Always.
Always open.
Okay. Do you know Madonna songs?
Never heard
of
it.
Well, we have a guest sitting next to us, and he's a very important person here in this earth that we are sitting on.
Yes, we're joined by Dennis Vaccaro, who is the mayor of Moonaki, New Jersey. Yeah!
And I see that you're also the coach, too.
I coach a couple of years back. I don't coach anymore.
Are you the coach of the whole town?
No, just I was coaching basketball one
basketball?
Year.
Basketball? Yeah. Well, thanks for having us here in your...
No, I thank you
area.
Guys. I thank you guys for being here. I thank the people who are helping out rebuild this home and many homes. They have, I think, five other homes they're doing in Moonaki also. So it's great to see that. It's great to see the people, the volunteers that come out to do this. It's very nice.
Wow.
Now, when the storm was coming through, and we live close different
things. We live outside of Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. So we're far enough inland that we kind of knew it would be okay. But when you're here, you must have been up all night. monitoring the situation? Like, where do you go to do that?
Well, at about 11:30 at night, I was at Borough Hall. I was going home about 11:45. It seemed like we were just getting a lot of wind. Electric power was going to be out. About 12:15, I received a phone call from the sergeant on duty, and he basically said, "We're taking on water in the Borough Hall."
Wow, and you had just left a half hour before.
I just left maybe 15, 20. By the time I got within two blocks of the municipal building, there was about 3 feet of water. It looked like a river coming down some of the road.
And you're driving in your car.
I was actually with the fire chief at the time.
Well, that's a good person to be with.
Yes.
Can
yeah.
he swim?
Can I swim?
Can he swim?
Yeah,
he could swim.
I hope he could swim because I was probably going to be on his back so I can get out of town. And what we did was we went to a location in Carlstadt, and then we got in touch with the Bergen County and the OEM in Bergen County. And between our first aid squad and our fire department, the volunteers here in town did an exceptional job on rescuing a lot of people and getting a lot of people saved.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was an all-hands-on-deck situation. People had been at work all day, stayed through the night, and they're digging out chainsaws and all kinds of stuff.
The people, like I said, the fire chief, the captain of the first aid squad, they have their own family members that were back in their homes, that were underwater, going to the second floor, and they were out that night helping out, saving the people in town.
I can't imagine being able to do that, knowing that your family is in danger, but that you are out there helping other people.
It takes a tremendous commitment from those volunteers, and we all appreciate it here in Monarchy.
Now, also as mayor, you're dealing with more than the first responders, too, because do you mobilize the DPW and those different departments that have machinery that can open the roads and deal with those kinds of things?
We had actually the Department of Public Works was on call all night. They were actually on duty. We had five members on duty that night, including the superintendent, who was actually also caught in a municipal building with a couple of residents who had to be rescued. But they were on duty that night. I have to say, between all the organizations in town, the police department, everybody stepped up, and we were almost back online within 2 days between the fire, the first aid, and the police department, which is extremely a great job what we went through.
Wow. And how long did it take for the water to recede from the municipal building?
Well, we had the water about a day and a half, mm-hmm. 2 days, all the water receded. We had certain areas in town that have a pump station. The pumps had, we had no power. So once we had them pumped out, we had to bring generators in. We pumped that area out. I'm going to say about 2 days. But then the rebuild and what people were going back into their homes and they were seeing. But that's over with now. It's the rebuild now. Monarchy is resilient, and we will come back from this.
Now, and there's no actual answer to this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway.
That's a great question to ask, and you know there's no answer.
No, you can't measure it, but how fired up are you to see the Make a Difference trailer wheeling down Main Street or whatever we drove down in here on? It's not actually Main Street.
Monarchy Road.
Or do you just sort of cross your arms and say, that's so cool? Or do you jump up and down? Like, what's your reaction to that?
No, actually, that's exactly what I say. I see that truck come. Now, I'm in construction. I do construction. That's my day job. So when I see the truck come through and I see all these tools and I see exactly what they're doing and how they're helping, that excites me.
Now, what do you think about the new Harley-Davidson Craftsman toolboxes?
Nice.
Did you check them out?
Yeah. Which one do I get to take home?
There you go.
Yeah. I think I know a guy you can ask.
I'm going to want an answer on that forthwith.
Uh-huh.
Nice. No. Nice. I can tell by your hands that you've actually carried some boards around and put some stuff together. What's your company like during the day? You build office buildings? You fix houses?
We build two-family homes. We build homes. We do commercial work, residential work. I do a lot of my work in Hoboken, where my office is.
Right on. So you're talking about all the sacrifices the first responders made the night of Sandy. So you're talking about all the sacrifices that the first responders... This is live radio. Calm down.
It's live to tape. Thank goodness. So we would have been out for 20 minutes there.
The first responders made huge sacrifices the night of Sandy, but obviously so did their families. I mean, people are at home with small children. I mean, did you hear story after story like that?
That night, fortunately, I was with the fire chief, whose wife was home, who was pregnant actually with twins, and she had a small child son at home also. So she was worried, and she was upset over that. He was trying to keep her calm, and also trying to coordinate the rescue and sounds.
Now, she must be a very tough lady to be able to manage all of that.
I think all family members of the people who volunteer in all the organizations, I think, deserve a lot of credit because they give up a lot of their time with their individual spouses and family members for that. So they deserve as much credit as the volunteers.
I agree.
Great story, Senator Monaco, New Jersey. Thank you for joining us. Never give in edition of My Fix It Up Life. We'll be right back.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTrue fiberglass doors and Fypon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTrue.com and Fypon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
What's a better return on investment than remodeling a bathroom or kitchen? Replacing your windows with energy-efficient vinyl windows.
They can help you recoup 71.2% of costs and help you save on energy bills from the day they're installed.
And through the end of 2013, you can receive federal tax credits when installing Energy Star qualified windows or doors.
Check out the money-saving details at simonton.com/Energy Star credit.
Whether you're replacing one window or a house full of windows, adding energy-efficient vinyl windows can really pay off.
Teresa and Mark. All right.
In your ocean, I might go deep. See the waves crashing on my feet. It's like I know where I need to be. I can't figure out.
And you're back inside My Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
And we are joined by a very important person. You abbreviate that VIP.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do. Congressman Bill Pascrell. Well, thank you for joining us and being part of National
Honor to be here. Day. Honor to be here.
Well, I'm excited to talk to you because I've learned that you were instrumental in helping pass legislation for $50 billion in federal aid to help people in this area recover from Sandy. And just, you know, that is absolutely such an amazing, wonderful thing that you did.
Well, Teresa, Jersey's not just the shore. It's important to our economy. It's important for its aesthetics, and a lot of people like to go there. Tourism is very, very important. But people got hurt all over the state. And, of course, right up here in Moonaki and Fort Lee, this area is decimated. 80-90% of it was underwater. I was here during that time and saw the devastation and committed myself to not ever stepping back and saying, let somebody else do the job. So in the Congress, my job was to make sure that Jersey got its fair share besides New York and Connecticut. And that's my job now, to make sure that the money comes up to North Jersey just as well as it does to the shore. And Hoboken, of course, that was wiped out, the southern part of that town, Staten Island, which is part of New York, of course. So we have a lot of work to do up here. We want to make sure that the resources go to these areas.
When you're working in the Congress on something like this, which has never happened before, really, how do you even start to ascribe a monetary value to damage? Maybe you don't even know the extent of it.
You're absolutely right, Mark. And at the beginning, when all those numbers went out, you had no idea the hurt that people have experienced and the damage to their homes. And people found out months afterwards what the damage was. And the things you don't even see, the sewer system, the water system, those things cost a lot of money. Municipalities don't have that money to come up with right off the bat to try to repair and get back to where we were. So we have a long way to go, but as long as we're going in the right direction. It took us a hell of a long time to get it passed in the House and the Senate. It took us 4 months. Katrina, we had millions of dollars into the pipeline within the first 10 days. So why didn't it happen up here? You don't want me to get into that. But
as long as it's ugly and people look bad at the end of it, yes, I do.
I knew you were that kind of a guy.
No.
The very people who we've helped in the past, Remember, Jersey's a donor state. The taxes we pay to the federal government, we need a return on. And so when we step up to the plate with Katrina, besides the dollars, many of our people, guys and gals, went down from New Jersey to help out in the Gulf area, in Mississippi and Alabama. Parts of my own family went down there to help in terms of renovating housing. Forget about, you know, what the federal government was doing. It was very hurtful. I went out to Texas in the big storm, the last big storm they had 10 years ago. And it was like I was a king as I walked off the plane. You know, northeastern legislator, congressman has come down to see what we're doing. And there were all tarpaulins over all the roofs. And we helped them out. Those very characters, congressmen, voted against us getting the money.
Well, that's okay. Ty Pennington is ready to unload some prayers before.
That is heartbreaking, though.
I can't tell you the language I unleashed and telling him right on the floor of the House. So this is a business where you could think that, well, we'll straighten them out when they get in trouble again. That's not where my heart is. We know that we have obligations and responsibilities to all our brothers and sisters where they live, but I'm never going to forget how they voted. I can bet on that.
No, we can understand that too, because when your lot is up, your lot is up.
That's correct.
That's what it's for, and I appreciate the thing you said at the beginning of this, and I'll do this inarticulately, of course, but it's not going to be someone else's job. I'm not going to pass the buck, and I'm not walking away. I'm inspired by that and what I see around us here with Rebuilding Together and Craftsmen's Make a Difference Tour and the looks in people's eyes. We lost power here a few minutes ago, and 10 people ran by me like there was a house burning down. And here we sit, and they got it back. We had the firefighters involved. We had electricians involved inside.
Well, when you have a problem, Mark, in an area, whether it's a tornado, storm, as we experienced up here, whether it's an act of terrorism, who's the first to respond? Local folks. The firefighters and police officers, I'm very close to them. I'm chairman of public safety in the Congress. But the fact of the matter is, it's local. Don't wait for the federal government.
Yeah.
What happened in New York City was local folks who responded, put their lives on the line. And federal government came in, as FEMA came in here, but it was an after-the-fact situation. Because when you're struggling, these people across the street have 5 foot of water. We can wait for the federal government to show up?
No, yeah.
You're not totally stupid, right?
I love your candor. You're fantastic. So is it true that all politics are local politics?
Yes.
And it's also true we have to take a break, which we're going to do right now. We'll be back with more My Fixing Up Life.
Time to begin, isn't it? I get a little bit bigger, and then I'll admit I'm just the same as I was.
It's time to bring beauty back in your next project by Seeing Red. Born to beat the elements, Western Red Cedar is awesome for outdoor rooms, decks, fences, pergolas, and more. Inside, cedar is a sweet choice for hope chests, highlight walls, and woodworking projects, big and small. Stable, chemical-free, and safe, cedar's a natural choice. So bring beauty back to the yard and punch up projects inside the house. For more information and ideas, see red at wrcla.org.
I feel like we're like fighter pilots.
Both places met, lies we told. Both secrets kept, bottom told, and we can find our way home. Come back down.
That's a nice talk.
Then I grab the wheel, check the map, drive my first course correct, hit the gas and come back home to you. Bump along that bottle goal, change the route up as I go, promise you I'd see the same thing. Yeah, course correct, my feet back home. Come back home to you.
And we're back home inside my Fix It Up Life from Moonaki, New Jersey, and the Craftsman Make a Difference Tour with Rebuilding Together. Who's fired up?
Woo!
Yeah!
Yeah! And that voice you hear is Ty Pennington.
Yes, I am fired up.
He is here on the ground, and no joke, has paint in his hair.
Yes.
You do. I like it. It's sort of nice highlights that
exactly.
You do.
Exactly. It's
know?
What it is. It's highlights, really highlights. You know, I'm trying to bring those back if they ever went out.
Yeah, Mark was
No, they never went out.
It's primer, highlight. I've also got a little sawdust and mucus as well, so that gives you a little volume.
That's
you know.
Tasty.
Yeah, yeah.
We were actually just talking to Genevieve Gorder the other day the
Design on a Dime.
Yes,
Design on a Dime, yes.
And she was saying something about frosted tips in your hair to Mark,
yes.
And he thought it was an ice cream treat.
Yeah, I was going to go outside.
That's a great marketing idea.
Yeah.
Frosted tips available now at your local.
There you go. Paint in your hair.
Well, it gives you that salt and pepper look, that distinguished look, I think. That,
yeah.
You know, the paint in the hair. But it never fails whenever I walk into a construction site, you know. It's for anyone, whatever, like, wall you're working on, someone has just painted it and not told you. You know what I mean? And you're like, oh, that's unfortunate.
Do you open the door and you're like,
it's quite funny. Imagine how many homes I've gone into that, yes. So... that's my look. A little highlights, a little paint on the brow, the arm, the hair.
Now, what's your doctor saying about your actual toxicity intake from various urethanes and paints and
fumes? Well, it's too late for that.
Good to know.
I actually painted houses for like years. Anyway, it's a long story. But before all this TV stuff happened, that's what I used to do. And trust me, I learned at an early age, you don't want to paint a stairwell, you know what I mean, without any windows. Because they'll come to get you for lunch, and you're sort of like, hey, what?
Lunch
wow,
is cool.
Wow, you guys look funny.
you guys are liquid.
Yeah, you guys are sort of liquidy. So, yeah, always good to open a window.
Well, we've been doing a lot of traveling lately, and whenever we do a lot of traveling, I think about you and all the traveling
that's kind. That's nice to say.
And then I think, you know, I dig deep, and I'm like, well, you know, you're like on a plane constantly. You're always in a different city.
I travel a lot, yeah.
And then we were thinking...
You can take like a flat version of me with you, just fold it up, you know?
But we have a question we want to ask.
So, yeah, so you're flying so much. Do you literally ever go out to get some cookies or... gallon of milk or something and end up in St. Louis? You just autopilot to the airport.
Wrong turn.
Yeah. All right, I'm back.
Yeah.
There's no answer to that, by the way.
Yeah. I usually have a destination, you know.
Okay.
And
they have cookies at the airport.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
so that's a good place to get it.
Let's be honest. Yeah. The airport food is just delicious, you know, especially the pizza. What's up with that?
Nicely played.
Yeah,
I think how you said the opposite.
I think we're going to – I think that's, you know, if there's one thing we could all get together, you know, maybe we could try and improve the airport pizza.
Yeah.
It's just a small token. But
we're here because of Craftsman.
Right?
Rebuilding Together, Make a Difference campaign.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's
Which
being
is a
today.
Really, really cool thing. I mean, we've got you know, clearly I've been a partner with Sears for a long time, and they were a partner on Extreme Makeover Home Edition as well. And what's really great is we've worked with so many these organizations before, you know, like so Craftsman's come together, Sears, Heroes at Home, Rebuilding Together, the Craftsman Club, which is a part of the Shop Your Way network, and all these guys came together, and we've got this really cool thing where we're traveling the country in this 36-foot-long truck full of amazing Craftsman tools, and we're helping out wherever we can. And I think whenever we have a chance to sort of give back to a veteran, someone who served our country, we try and do that. And what's really amazing here is of course, you know, you're talking about Pete Peterson and his wife, Millie, along with so many other people in the New Jersey community, this, like, you know, homes were devastated and they were part of that. And so being here and hearing the stories of everybody in this community is pretty phenomenal. But what I love seeing, you know, just like on Extreme, is like so many people coming out, so many people rolling up their sleeves and wanting to help one another out. Because I think that's the only way you can get out of it, you know, is like when everybody pitches in to help one another.
I love that.
And you guys have been on several locations with us, like even in Joplin and all that. So you guys know where to be, which is an awesome thing, and where to lend a hand. Thanks for, you know, bringing your hammers and your guitarist. It's a mood enhancer, isn't it, to work
with
them?
You always should travel with your own musician.
I don't even have my own band guy. I should have a guy who's just constantly, like, you know, got a soundtrack just following behind me.
That's what I say. You should have someone narrating your life in a way with music.
With music.
Following you around.
Like,
I always
getting
say
getting a cup of coffee.
Yes.
He's getting inside the car.
But I kind of fantasize that it's that Antonio Banderas guy, the character on Evita. Where he's just like, he comes in, he's so sexy, hello, and makes everything sound so fantastic.
Yes.
He's just following
she's now
around.
Taking some Nasonex.
She's sticking up her son at preschool. And then it just feels so glamorous.
Yeah.
And
I love this.
Yes,
this
you
great.
Should have that.
So you know what, I'm working on it.
Okay.
Would your theme music involve someone who could roll their R's? He is now riding along.
No, I think for me, considering I'm sort of like, you know, ADD, I think it should be someone who starts a sentence and then jumps to another sentence and then comes back. And so the whole story is sort of, it's confusing, but once you piece it all together, it makes sense.
So you've got a duct tape song. I can imagine your song lyrics are like, no.
Right, right.
Yes, no.
Right. Shiny object, shiny object. Ooh, that looks funny. Oh, gosh.
So you were here, though, a few days after Sandy hit. And then you're here now. Have you been back since then?
Yeah. So we went, so basically like right after it happened, you know, Sirius and I got in touch with each other and we were like, you know, we've got to do something. And they're like, you know, there's a Kmart that's in Toms River.
New Jersey.
New Jersey. Yeah. And which is really close to where it hit really hard. And so, you know, we wanted to do everything we could by getting water, immediate supplies, batteries, blankets, you name it. So we went, and the Kmart out there was amazing. They're just like, take everything you need, you know. So we were going, and we were literally going to drive over to you know, the beach where it was the most devastated. And, you know, of course, the National Guard turned us back and said that it's been completely evacuated. Everybody's over at the school. And we went over there to drop off the supplies. Just seeing that many people displaced, it was really you just never really seen, especially because it was so fresh. It just happened. And just the look on people's faces who – just were sort of in shock of like losing everything, and it's kind of hard to, you saw some of the images, I mean, like the roads were gone, I mean, you know,
the boardwalk swept
everything.
Away
the, so everything that they'd known as like their life, their community, their homes, their friends, it just washed away. And that it's a really frightening feeling to see the look on the people's faces and the desperation. But what was really amazing to see how they relied on each other. There was a couple I met at the shelter who were like in their 80s or 90s, and just imagine, like, you know, you need assistance, you need help. Like if people aren't helping one another, you know, it gave you hope that like when something like that happens, that humanity really shows its good side, you know.
Yeah.
But it was just tough to see how many people had lost everything, and what do, you know, when you don't have anything, your clothing anymore, your possessions, you start to realize like how valuable heat is, how valuable water is, and it really puts things in perspective. But I think, you know, this community is still going through a lot to try and get things. I mean, the firehouse down the street still doesn't even have a working bathroom.
Really?
Yeah.
They've got porta potties outside or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
And firehouse.
Volunteer firehouse.
Oh, so they're on the hook for all this stuff.
But luckily, a lot of, in fact, they also lost, there's a couple guys here I'm sure you can talk to about it, because you'll want to hear the story. It's pretty amazing what happened to them as well, because nobody expected, they expected a lot of wind and rain.
Mm-hmm.
No one expected the surge to come this far in, and when it did, the water came rushing in, and, you know, they started seeing it outside. Next thing you know, minutes later, it's literally 4 feet, and then it starts to get 6 feet, and to save their vehicles, they had to crank them up and get them out of there, but they lost two, maybe three in the process, because the water came in that fast. The doors of the firehouse were actually holding it back, and once they opened it, it was, like, coming in, and so they had to move the vehicles immediately to get them out, but one of them they lost completely. I saw them, I was talking with them the other day, and they're stripping whatever parts they can use for another vehicle, so a lot of other fire departments came in, donated a vehicle because they'd lost one, and so they're, you know, even the supplies they had, it was just bad. And so now you're talking about the people that are saving lives, you know, they're out there doing their best to save other people while their own families, their own homes are being destroyed, and, you know, they just have to let that go, because it's, at that point, that's what a first responder does, you know, and we're so lucky we got people like that, you know, our fielders can run into a burning building, or they're the ones who, you know, save your life, get you in the boat, and get you out of, you know, catastrophe. Meanwhile, having to put their own situation in the back of their mind, their families, their possessions on hold, because that's what their job is. It's pretty pretty remarkable what those guys do, and it certainly makes you realize how important they are to a community.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shivers. I wish that came across better on radio, but I have them. I mean, that is it's just a phenomenal story. And now that Sandy, for many people in the country, has become a news story, a blip, you know, this is happening, that's happening.
Oh, yeah, I remember that happened.
I remember that happened. Like Joplin became, you know.
Right.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. Well, Joplin doesn't forget it.
No.
And it doesn't go away here, but you've been back since and seen some progress, it seems like.
Yeah, and I think that's what it is. When you first saw it, you're like, wow, where do you even start? You know, I mean, the roads weren't even accessible. And I think, you know, what's really great about this Make a Difference tour is because we're kicking off literally on National Rebuilding Day, which is pretty remarkable because they also started the rebuilding process on the boardwalk at the same time, which is really, I think, really is lifting the spirits of people who live, you know, in this area, knowing that that's finally going to be, you know, rebuilt, because that's such an important part of this entire shore, you know, that community. It's where families go. It's the place where you know what I mean? It's the fun place. And I think that's what, so, too, that place that had so many memories of good times look completely devastated, like nothing they've seen before. It's certainly put a damper on things. But I think now, you know, the weather's warmer, you know, and that's why it's also really important to be here now, too, because it's been cold up to this point, which is okay. I mean, bad, because for a while there people are out of power. But now whenever moisture's around, you got to get the drywall out. But once it starts warming up, that mold is going to just like – and so that's why you're seeing so many people rebuilding, getting new drywall in. But I've been amazed at how many people have been helping one another out and just doing what they can to get their homes back in, you know, somewhat a livable space.
Is it almost like, and I use this word cautiously, is it almost like a pastime? You go to work, you come home, you suit up and you boot up and you go help your neighbor because everybody's got to pull together.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing from all different people in this community. Is what they've done. They just sort of like, you help me, I'll help you. Then we'll go help, you know, them, and they'll help us. And you know, it's sort of barn raising happening everywhere, really. So.
Well, it's just like I was saying earlier that I was planting flowers with a woman named Amy, and she was helped last year with rebuilding together on this day. So she's here helping this family today, doing the same thing.
Awesome.
And it's just such a good thing, you know. Once you're a part of it, you just keep,
right,
you know, it all helps. Once you get a taste of helping, it's like...
It is kind of infectious.
It's contagious in a good way.
Well, and that's what was amazing about Extreme Makeover Home Edition, too. Is like, you know, we focused the whole story on the family we were helping. But I wish we had a lot more time on television to really dive into some of the local stories, because some of the people that are volunteering also sort of went through something, you know, that's similar to maybe the family that we were helping, you know, and you're like, oh, my God, and yet you're helping this family even though you'd lost everything. And we ran into that in Joplin as well, people that are volunteering that they had lost everything.
Yeah.
So, and those are the stories that just, like, are so inspiring. They're so motivational, and you're like, those are things you want to share. And and what I think is really kind of cool, too, about my new job on HLN, American Journey, is finally being able to go back and, like, meet some of these people in the communities who are doing amazing things, who are trying to live the American dream. And I think it is about, you know, no matter what comes your way, figuring out a way to keep going. And I think that's what's happening here in New Jersey, is they're figuring out a way to keep going. And they're realizing that they have to do it together. And that's what the Craftsmen, you know, Make a Difference tour, too, is we're helping out wherever we can.
Yeah.
Now, who are you featuring right now on HLN? Like, who's your – what story are you telling?
That's a good question. We're actually here talking about this story here in New Jersey,
really?
As well. Yeah, this will be a story as well, because it is about, you know, rebuilding and trying to live the American dream. And what's you know, amazing about Pete and Millie is it's funny, this guy, you know, he was in the Air Force, he, you know, literally in the military in the 60s. He's an engine mechanic. He like worked on airplanes, you know, and like you can fix an airplane, you're probably pretty good with tools, you know.
Yeah.
And it's funny, I asked him a question, you know, when he saw that wall of water coming, when he saw what was happening to his house, when he see the water like rushing and all his possessions floating, and to see every neighbor he knows, you know, being evacuated, you know, someone who has been able to fix everything their whole life, you know, and seeing something and realizing can't fix this, you know, I was like, what is that like? Because every other thing in your life you've known you've been able to, you know what I mean, fix. And I think when you see something like that, you're like, wow, where do you start?
Mm.
And I think seeing this out here, seeing everybody here, you realize it takes time, but it takes, you know, people wanting to get out there and make a difference for somebody else. And that's what's so cool about the volunteers here.
Well, we saw your interview the other day about this and the You Make a Difference campaign, you know, and that you said that what's more American than doing it yourself and
DIY?
That's true. I want to know, what do you think about the Harley-Davidson Craftsman partnership with the new toolboxes?
Well, I think that's pretty – let's see. I don't know what I can say on the radio, but I want to say it's badass is what it is.
You can say
Oh, you can swear your head off.
Oh, can I?
Go ahead.
Well, let's open up the door.
Yeah, I mean, you can just – Every, all of a sudden
– That's
awesome, though.
We bring it to the gutter, and they start cheering. There's four people over there who are asleep, and they, you know, one guy over there is checking the text messages. Wait, he's going to swear?
So have you actually – have you ever driven a Harley?
Yeah. Interestingly enough, we did a show out in Reno, Nevada, and we were and there was a biker gang that was actually helping. One of the family members was part of a sort of, you know, guys that did really good things in the neighborhood, but they were also in you know, sort of a Harley gang. They were really cool dudes. And of course, you know, in the process of that week, I got to sort of, I had to be initiated and join the gang, right? But they had to give me a name, and they found out that I collect I have Vespas, and I have one with a sidecar, so of course I have to be different. But and they're like, oh, you've got a scooter. And I was like, no. It's a Vespa. And they're like, well, we found out your new name. So that my new name was Scooter.
That's so cute.
So, yeah.
Meanwhile, this guy's got tattoos up here.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
And, you know, the whole thing.
I have to ask a girly question because I know we only have like a minute left. But Scooter, I want to know about your fabrics that you're designing. Is there anything new that's coming out soon?
Yeah,
Are you still, like, creating that while you're working on tools and driving around the country?
Isn't it funny? Yeah, I sort of, like, here I am the guy with, you know, sawdust and glue and all that. But I mean, the thing is, like, I went to art school for graphic design. It's something I'm really pretty good at, you know. I think that's, as a designer, those instincts, that, you know, that training and I have an eye, let's say, you know. But yeah, it's really interesting that I design patterns have become, you know, fabrics, and I try and do a lot of things by hand. What's interesting about that is instead of just like designing something on my computer, I try to make it even more difficult. No, so I'll come up with these shapes, and
who needs to sleep, right?
Yeah,
I mean, like,
but even like creative patterns. So I'll, instead of just like designing a pattern on the computer and be like, okay, there it is, I'll actually come up with shapes, and I'll cut them out in, you know, wood, turn those into stamps, then stamp them into like a canvas or whatever, so it gets a really organic feel, and then take pictures of that, then put it in the computer, and then repeat it, and so that when you come out with a pattern, it actually looks handmade. So I put a lot of effort into the things.
So you really literally hand create them using
real
wood
texture,
and
real depth.
That is fantastic.
But
do you have any video of that, of you doing that whole process? Because I want to see it, and I'm sure people like
difficult.
Follow you around all the time, videoing you everything.
See, that's what's so weird about the modern world, right? Mm. It's like this Facebook thing, and like, I mean, how many people really enjoy like, oh, I should take a picture of myself doing this. You know what I mean? It's like.
Yeah.
Well, see, you guys have your own guitarist who follows you around.
We also have we can just put our phones out on a stick and we can film ourselves everywhere we go.
Right, but that's what we're becoming. It's like, oh, I should do a selfie. You know, I'm like, I should do that in private.
Well, so, from circular saws to sewing machines and everywhere in between, check out Ty Pennington on HLN, typennington.com.
And don't forget the Craftsman Make a Difference Tour. We'll be coming, like, we're going to 20 different towns, literally all summer across the nation, including Sturgis, where the Harley-Davidson is.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be incredible.
So
rock
follow
on.
Craftsman on Twitter, @Craftsman, and go on their website to check out where they're coming next. And we're going to break. We'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Live.
Screen door slams, Mary's dress with, like a tears and tea dances across the porch as the radio plays.
You're inside My Fix It Up Live, and we're at the end of our show.
So check us out on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and watch our videos on YouTube.
Check out what we're pinning on Pinterest. Send us a note at info@myfixitupplace.com with your questions, your stories, and inspiration.
And check us out next time, another edition of My Fix It Up Life.
Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we dive in the referee. So glad you walked through the door tonight.
seat of life.
Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at RebuildingTogether.org.